The mics are back on. This is Radio Entrepreneurs, the number one producer of internet entrepreneurial stories in New England. And my name is Jeffrey Davis. I'm the host. And I am lucky to be hosted by Mark Furman to my left from the law firm of Tarlow, Breed, Hart & Rogers. And that means that this session is on the record. Hi, Mark.
Hey, Jeffrey. Great to be with you. Looking forward to our next guest.
Thank you very much, Mark. Tyler Ballew, associate at Sharon and Lodgen. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, thank you. Tell us about your practice.
So my practice focuses mainly on two areas. It's corporate and energy. And specifically, I focus on working with startups and smaller companies. And then in the energy space on renewable energy projects, development, solar, wind, etc.
So why is that a unique practice? Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Sure. So, I mean, it stems directly from my experience, which is a little bit unconventional for lawyers, in that I worked in-house for several years before going to a law firm. And so when I tell you that I like working with startups and renewable energy, you need to find out that I used to work for a renewable energy startup for several years, a wind turbine manufacturer that was based in Waltham. And we deployed our turbines throughout the country. And then I made a move to private practice. And so bringing that experience with me has been incredibly helpful. There's a lot about how a business works that I learned from working in-house, from accounting, logistics, HR, things that matter to your clients that they don't always expect their lawyer is going to have a viewpoint on or have advice to give. And so it served me very well, sort of taking the backwards track in legal practice.
So how long were you at the company before you joined Sharon?
So I was there for almost 6 years. It was a company called Ogen that was renamed originally called Flow Design Wind Turbine. And so it was a venture-backed startup.
It just
startup.
Rolls off your tongue, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. it was a venture-backed startup. And was around for several years, but ultimately did not make it. But it was an excellent experience for me working on novel technology and sort of something that would really help change the energy landscape. And so I'm continuing to do that now as best I can in private practice.
You made the transition. You started what I would call the client side and moved over to the service side. And can you describe for us, and even for clients who are entrepreneurs, how different that can be, both sides?
Yeah, it's a much different approach to the law. You have to be much more of a lawyer as opposed to an employee. And so I used to have to deal with anything and everything when I worked in-house, whether it was legal related or not. It tended to be whatever anybody else couldn't figure out must be a problem for the lawyers. Whereas now I get to focus more on the law and focusing on what my expertise is. And so you can sort of spread yourself around quite a bit more. You can work for lots of clients. That's one thing that I enjoy is getting to have a broader base of clients that you work with and working with a lot more lawyers that are doing so many different things within the law firm, people that have different areas of practice than you have that we sort of all kind of mix and mingle together depending on what the scenario is or what the project that you're working on is.
So I'd say it's more common that lawyers start out at a law firm and then move to a company.
Yeah.
What I particularly like about doing it the way you did it, company to law firm, is lawyers have to see the world from the client's perspective, not from their own perspective. Mm-hmm. That's, I think, how you best represent clients and have happy clients.
Yeah.
And I think your experience gave you that from the get-go, that understanding.
Yep. Yeah, I understand definitely what it's like, especially from the client side to, need to be able to call up your outside counsel and have them solve whatever it is that you need solved. And then, now being that outside counsel, understand where they're coming from, legal problems don't arise in a vacuum, that they are interconnected to the business of the company, and there's other factors at play that companies are trying to work through when they have some legal issue that they need help with.
So you're on the client side, you move over to the law firm side. Why Sharon and Lodgen?
So Sharon and Lodgen is a fantastic firm. I've only been there for a short time, for a few months now, but it's been an excellent opportunity for me working in a mid-sized firm that does have both an energy and a corporate practice, which is important to me. The energy thing is still, somewhat of a niche practice. Not every firm has an energy practice, but Sharon and Lodgen has a really strong real estate group. And so from there, they've blossomed out and into doing a lot of solar work, representing both landowners or solar developers and financing parties as well to do solar development. And I have joined Sharon and Lodgen to bring my experience in wind to help round that out to more of a total renewable energy focus, and adding in storage clients as well, and sort of running the whole array of renewable energy as it's shaping up in Massachusetts now, which is it's an exciting time to be an energy lawyer in Massachusetts for sure, and especially for me being someone with a wind background, as all of the offshore wind stuff is really starting to take off in Massachusetts now.
I'll have to give a little shout out to Carla Moynihan and Gary Markoff,
yeah.
who I know. So,
are we going to see a lot of changes, you think, in the next 2-3 years with the energy industry? Could you give us an insight
Absolutely.
Into that?
So, if you look out at the ocean now, unless you're looking directly at Block Island, you won't see any wind turbines. In just the next couple, 2, 3, 4, 5 years, if you look out, you won't see them because they're far enough offshore. But if you went out there, there'd be tons of turbines there. And it's an entire industry that is now growing, starting with, people scouting out these ocean spaces and doing studies and deciding here's a good spot for a wind farm. But all of these things have to get built. And so there's a whole industry around that is sort of now going to start building up, hopefully in Massachusetts and less so in other states, all to support this. But there's going to be a lot of manufacturing that has to happen. These are gigantic machines, and they basically have to be built very close to the water in order to make it on a boat. There's really no way to transport them otherwise. So you're going to see a lot of buildup in the supply chain, as well as the services that provide all of the environmental studies that go into studying these sites and, as you're disturbing the ocean bed, shipbuilding, as well as just the turbine manufacturers in general. This is all going to see a real large buildup in the next couple of years as these projects are really coming to fruition. And just at the end of last week, the Massachusetts Department of Public Utilities approved the first power contracts for the Vineyard Wind project. And so it's all happening now.
Wow. We are in for a changing world.
Yeah.
And it has been anyway. We've been speaking with Tyler Ballew, thanks to Mark Z from Mark Z Legal Services, and with Mark Furman of Tarlow, Breedhart & Rogers. Tyler, if someone wants to find you, how would they do that?
They can look me up on the Sharon & Lodgen website or on LinkedIn. Just look for Tyler Ballew.
Great. Thanks for being on the show today. And we'll remind everybody we are at the law firm of Tarlow, Breedhart & Rogers. We'll be right back after these messages.